Bob pointed out something that earlier today that really struck me, which was I was watching all the interns.
We're talking to Sophie Kemp, who's new intern.
Our new intern. Hey.
Who's sitting here with us. Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, to be a young 20-something again. And Bob said, well, you know, they all want what we have. Remember? And I was like, oh, right. When I was 20, I was broke, and I'd look at all the 40-somethings, and I think, God, if I just had that, if I had that job in that house.
Right, and if I just didn't have to go to school. And
right. Oh, I'm broke all the time. See, you validate this so that I feel better about it.
Yeah, that's basically the dream.
Yeah.
You think the 40 the 40 thing. Okay. So, but your fault, your body's falling apart, Robin.
I know. I have to have knee surgery, which I blew my knee out. I tore a meniscus disc while playing with my son, by the way.
I did the same thing. and when I went to the doctor, it was the first time I ever felt any sense of age at all. I don't know. I was probably 40, right? And the doctor I went to was probably 31. And he looked at me straight in the face and he said, yeah, this kind of stuff happens at your age.
Your age.
And I almost just slayed him.
Right. Yeah.
I almost just took
split
him down.
Split him in half. Yeah. Just with a single punch.
It hurts so much. Not the knee.
Right. Yeah. You'd already forgotten about the knee that point. Right. You're like, oh my God.
It happens at your age.
I'm hanging by a thread.
So you've got knee surgery in your future, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, I do have my son to thank for at least one thing. We had a great Father's
knee surgery,
Day otherwise. If it hadn't been for him, I might not have heard the first artist that I want to play
Fantastic.
Today.
Fantastic. What do we got?
His name is Cornelius. He is a producer and multi-instrumentalist from Japan.
Your son goes by the name of Cornelius,
no,
and he's a multi-instrumentalist.
No. My son and I were watching the TV show Yo Gabba Gabba,
gotcha.
and they have great music. And one of the bands that they had on, it's been an older episode now, was a band called Cornelius, otherwise known as Keigo Oyamada, a Japanese multi-instrumentalist and producer. 20 years ago, Cornelius put out this record called Phantasma. It was on, and it was on Matador.
And then he hurt his knee, and didn't hear from him.
Then we didn't hear from him.
And then I was born.
God!
Yeah.
Anyway, he this record Phantasma that he put out, he made it using a style that was starting to be really popular at the time. This is in the mid '90s, which was a cut and paste. You know, like Beck and the Beastie Boys were doing a lot of that. And you end up with these songs that take a lot of sounds and snippets, and you mix them and you splice them together. Made possible largely because of the advances in digital editing and mixing that were happening at the time. Anyway, 20 years ago, they've just remastered, re-released this record with some new bonus cuts. It's mostly just this super fun, trippy music. It had been out of print for a long time, but we finally now have it back. And I guess hoping that a new young audience that was not even born when it first came out will discover this, Sophie. So the song that I want to play from it is called Chapter 8, Seashore and Horizon.
1, 2, 3.
Now I see the trees are thinning. Now I see the seashore there. Shimmering, the sea is grinning. Simmer salty.
Scream, 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 scream,
Oh, I like that a lot.
There was a very distinctive voice singing throughout that was sometimes on lead, sometimes on harmony. Did you recognize it at all?
I was so enwrapped by the sounds.
You know, I said it, he had all this digital mixing. Apparently, he just used a cassette recorder and hit stop and then start doing throughout that song. But and no, the singer was Robert Schneider of Apples and Stereo.
Very good.
And made a guest appearance on this song, which I thought was interesting because Apples and Stereo and Robert Schneider, part of the Elephant Six Collective, and this song immediately struck me as one that was right out of that family of sounds. Cornelius from the Phantasma record.
So you mentioned the Elephant Six Collective, and another great collective we've done a number of songs about is the Epoch Collective in New York.
Oh, yeah, I haven't thought of them in a while.
And so those folks who we've put on our show, Eskimo, we all know how much I love them, and a group called Sharpless and Small Wonder, Told Slant, which and Florist, who are actually in town tonight, and I know you're going to go to that show, Sophie. Also, the group Bellows is who have been at the Tiny Desk. They have a great new record that's coming, and I'm very excited about it. The new album, Fist and Palm, is out September 30th, and we have a premiere, a song called Thick Skin. What I love about the song is the way the piano and the percussion works. There's all this little white noise that happens inside of the song. Mm-hmm. The song, Thick Skin, is sort of about the realization, that idea of looking for satisfaction, the idea that is the best part of our journey in life, is the search more than the actual attaining a goal.
I'm down with that.
And that's both Oliver Calvin, I called him and talked to him this afternoon, said that's the freeing part and the sad part of life.
Oh, so true.
Yeah. So let's play Thick Skin by Bellows.
Staring out your car window, I feel my size. Hudson Palms, the Catskill Gulf Stream, the world's I want to cry.
great vocals on there, great harmonies.
Really well produced. I mean, Bellows was often done in multiple bedrooms.
Yeah.
You know, the Cornelius thing reminded me of how, you know, with the Porta studio, with the four-track cassette and all that stuff, was right. the beginning of recording studios, probably how you started, is how I started doing home sort of recordings and stuff. Well, Bellows has grown up. They're doing more studio-based stuff and not just home studio-based stuff.
Still had that intimacy, though.
It did. The nature of their sound hasn't changed. I think the flexibility of what they can do has changed. You still hear Gabby Smith singing there from Eskimo. And Felix Walworth, who we've heard play drums on Told Slant, the band that Felix plays in, also with Eskimo, is the underpinning drums under the electronic percussion that Oliver sets up there. Oliver plays all of the music on this.
So I'm thinking of a song next. It's by this band Turnip King. I saw their front woman, Lucia, open at a show at Shea Stadium, which is this like great DIY venue in Brooklyn about
right,
a month ago.
Right, it's not where you saw
yeah,
the Mets.
It's not Citi Field. and I was totally blown away by her solo stuff. Found out later that she's in this great shoegaze band. I'm a total shoegaze nerd, so it was something that I was sort of predisposed to liking. I feel like it sort of fits this really great niche category of really great wall of sound. Really good guitars, like some Dean Wareham Galaxy 500 guitar lines, and the early part of the Dum Dum Girls' career, Asobi Sexy, all that good stuff. This is the new single by Turnip King. This track is called Metonymy. Their album is coming out, I think, in the beginning of August.
Fantastic. I love this track. You played this for me last week. Hit it, Mr. Hilton. That was beautiful, Sophie.
Yeah, isn't that great? That was Metonymy by Turnip King off of their new album, Laika, coming out in August. If you want to check them out, they have a bunch of stuff up on their Bandcamp. Seems like they've been recording since 2011, but that album is coming out on Fire Talk Records.
That was actually pretty good. It was actually pretty good. Turnip?
That's saying...
Turnip King.
Turnip King.
Yeah. King.
King.
Yeah.
What does it sound like I'm saying?
King.
I'm from Kansas. I have to work so hard. You have no idea how hard I have to work.
So when you spoke Japanese, when you were in Japan, did you speak Japanese with a Kansas accent?
I have no idea. Oh, I probably just sounded like an idiot. Yeah. Any way you looked at it or listened to it.
What do you have, Robin Hilton?
AWA. AWA, this is a group of...
I had them in my bedroom. Well, my hotel room.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should explain.
Oh, you did the South by Lullaby.
That's right. So Anastasios Tsoukas, who I'm sure you'll talk about in a minute, but turned us on to this group that was going to be in Austin, Texas at South by, where we recorded lullabies of sorts, pretty quiet song, sort of counter to all the chaos of South by Southwest, and they played in on my hotel bed.
Well, yeah, so this is three sisters from Israel. You know, last year they put a video up on YouTube of a song called Habib Galbi, and it got 3.6 million views.
Wow.
So whenever you think that we're the center of the universe here with our pop music in the West, just think that they got 3.6 million views with this first video that they posted up on YouTube. What they do is they take these traditional Yemenite folk songs, they're in this rare Arabic dialect, and they rework them with electronics and electronic beats and with these great three-part harmonies. It's in that language because their father's side of the family are Yemeni Jews. And the album's name, Habib Galbi, it's that song, that was the title track for it, Habib Galbi, means love of my heart. And this song that I want to play from AWA is called Shamak Zabad Rada. And it translates to, your scent is of Rada. Rada is a city in southeast Yemen.
شمك زبد رادعي حباي بشمك زبد رادعي شمك زبد رادعي من حبك الغالي شصبر وراعي من حبك الغالي شصبر وراعي
I love the beats, and there's this recurring. This song reminds me of something, and I have not been able to put my finger on what it is.
Is it the high synthy part?
Yeah, that dun da da dun da da da. And the only thing I keep coming back to is a cut by Poddington Bear. Do you remember Poddington Bear?
Yes.
Some like Elephant Walk or something, I think, is what he called the track. But if anyone else can think of what this song sounds like, send us an email, allsongs@npr.org. Otherwise, that was AWA.
A-W-A.
AWA. And the song was Shamak Sabad Radha, or Your Scent is of Radha. Here's one of the lines from the song. The poison of the snake is in its spit, and the snake infused me with its poison, and it left my heart unable to find its way. Wow. Heavy stuff. This record was produced by Tomer Yosef of the Balkan Beatbox. He is also an Israeli of Yemenite descent. Habib Galbi. We have the whole record, Habib Galbi, online right now in our First Listen series, and it is otherwise out this Friday, June 24th. But you can hear the whole thing now online.
So why don't we just take a break a second, and then you can gather your thoughts and think about how you're going to play this next tune.
Okay.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the new Showtime original series, Roadies, which reveals the backstage insanity of a rock and roll tour through the eyes of the colorful crew. It's the first original series from Cameron Crowe, writer-director of Almost Famous and Jerry Maguire, and executive produced by J.J. Abrams and Winnie Holzman. Starring Luke Wilson and Carla Gugino. Roadies. New series, Sundays at 10. Download the Showtime app now to start your free trial.
Okay, I've got it. See if you can remember this. I'll just skip ahead here a little bit.
So I was, I had a few drinks.
Yeah. Do you remember this song? Does this sound familiar? You'll know it maybe when the voice
kicks
in.
It's coming.
Teach me how to love you like I wrote.
Oh, what is this?
It's Keaton Henson.
Oh, right.
Yes. Keaton Henson.
Like I mean it when I don't.
Such a fragile record this
Oh,
was.
I know. It was so beautiful. This was, this song is called Teach Me. From his 2013 album, Birthdays. Really fell in love with that record. We had him in for a tiny desk. You could barely hear him. We had the mic was almost down his throat because to capture his voice because he sings so, it's such a gentle, fragile little voice. So beautiful. I hadn't heard much from him since then.
So now he's got a metal album.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that. I'll tell you a little bit more about what he's been up to in the years since this record came out. But today, I got one of those emails that you get every now and then, once a week or so, where you gasp and you're like, what?
Money from Africa.
Yes. Please help me. No, Keaton Henson, he's got a new record coming out. It's called Kindly Now. I've only heard this first cut from it, but it is just gorgeous. Fits in with everything that it sounds like it could have come from that Birthdays record from 2013. The new record is called Kindly Now, and this is the first song that we're hearing from it, from Keaton Henson. The song is called All Right.
Was one this way, but God forgive the heartless way we let it all burn down. I know you're off on tour. Godspeed, my love. I'll not be bored with all the mess here. You get over you now. Let yours take a generous bow. I'll be fine. You'll be alright. Come and see me in the morning. I'll be in the sunrise, hoping that it's raised. Don't burn a hole in my eyes. You know me, I worry. Always use some pity.
scared to do a session if it's in the city. You and I are monsters, we'll not find another. Cannot be together, lest we eat each other. Don't make me leave. It's been about a month and I'm eating badly. Still don't cry, but I keep meaning to. I hear the crowds adore you so, but I'm still here. I hope you know, don't talk to them about me. Obviously, my wounds are open to see, but don't take them seriously. I'll be fine. And you're more than alright. Come and meet me in the trenches. I'll be taking cover. You can load the guns and I'll hide behind the others. Always been a coward. You can ask my friends, I hide inside for hours. Always had intense eyes. I think I am sick, but never can be certain. Still call up my mother, hiding behind a curtain. Don't make me go. Don't make me go. God knows what out there lies. I'm hoping I don't die after you.
Fragile soul.
That's so beautiful. I got choked up just from the beauty of that song. Just gorgeous. Don't make me, he says, don't make me go outside. God only knows what out there lies. Oh, Keaton Henson. You know, I said I hadn't heard much from him in the last few years, but he's actually been very busy. And you mentioned him like doing a metal album, and he actually has been doing some wildly different things for him. He taught himself how to do orchestration, and he put out a record that was sort of a classical record. It was all string instruments, and it was an instrumental record called Romantic Works. And then after that, he did an electronic record called Behaving. He scored a film. He recently released his first book of poetry, you know, and he's an illustrator. He's got his original artworks are in galleries everywhere. He's been busy. But this is the first album that he has done of songs like this, just these beautiful little acoustic songs, stripped bare with just his gorgeous voice out front. This is the first one since 2013. The record is called Kindly Now. It is out September 16th. But you can get that song. The song that we just heard is called All Right from Keaton Henson. It is out now. Don't make me go outside, Bob. God only knows what out there lies.
I'm going to take us out on a song I've sort of played twice on this show, kind of.
All right.
So the first time being a Tiny Desk concert with the Wild Reeds that we published in the winter of 2015. And then after the Tiny Desk concert, we did a video for the song Everything Looks Better, parentheses, in hindsight.
Truer words were never spoken.
That everything looks better.
Everything, you know, and you know what we've done?
What's that?
We've brought this show unintentionally, full circle back to the beginning. Because what we were talking about, we overly romanticize the past, right? When you're a 20-something, you're looking ahead to the future and you're thinking, oh, I want all these things in my life. And then when you get all those things, you look back at your 20s, you know, when you were thinking you were broke and had all these, you were in school or maybe still living with your parents. But you look back in hindsight, everything looks better. Almost like we almost know what we're doing. But let's not take it that far.
No. So I'm going to play the song off of Best Wishes, which is the EP that came out earlier in the spring. And the Wild Reeds are an LA band who I saw at the Americana Fest in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go see the Staves tonight, who I dearly love. And Justin Vernon produced this record. He and my book, Your Song Changed My Life, talked about them and their session together as a song that changed the way he looked at making music. And Sophie, you're going to go and see Florist. So I'm going to try to see both. They're the other ends of town, but I'm going to check out the times and see, Sophie, if I can meet you at the Florist show.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, they're quite good. And you're going
to? I'll be at home after I get the kids to bed, just sort of sitting in the darkness with the TV glow. I'm kind of not really paying attention to it.
Thinking about surgery.
Thinking about my knee surgery before I pass out.
I want to be there when you go under.
I don't want you there.
I want to write a song. I want to be there when you go under. Could somebody help me write that?
That's a good name. Could really. All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks. And thanks, Sophie, for coming and bringing us Turnip King.
My pleasure.
From NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered. Here's the Wild Reeds.
Up in the morning, are you lonely? Do you find only the items I had left by your bedside on the table to your right hand? Little traces are the proof that I exist. Swings. could grow to love him, but his walls came up too fast. I was so strong in his presence, but he led me forward. Traces are the proof that you exist.